This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope you're all doing great tonight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your efforts. I know a lot of you were tired last night. You know, sometimes you feel body aches, sometimes you feel back aches, sometimes you feel, you know, pain. But this is good pain. It's not like any pain after, you know, working out or maybe making some efforts and walking or exercising. This is good pain. Why is it good pain? It's pain fi sabilillah. Standing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of you stood up the whole night. Some of you did not go back to sleep last night. Some of you spent the whole night at the masjid, praying, standing, making rukur, making sujood, you know, then reading Quran, making dhikr. And then going back again, standing up, and then you did the qiyam with the jama'ah. Yani, then at the end, you stayed maybe in the masjid as after sunrise, and then maybe you went to have some sleep. It was a very long day and night, right? But it is all good pain again. This is, as we say, Arab, when they say sometimes when somebody comes to your home and they say, I don't want to cause you any trouble, they say, ta'abak raha. Ta'abak raha. It does not exist in any other language. It's only for the Arabs. And for you, for me to serve you is peace. For me to serve you is comfort. You're not causing me no trouble whatsoever. But here we're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're done with the Quran. Yani not done with the Quran, with the khatmah of the Quran yesterday. And at the end of the Quran, subhanAllah, especially Juz 29 and 30, you know, all now there are small surahs. And these surahs, they talk a lot about, you know, Akhirah, a lot about Akhirah. Surah Al-Qiyamah, and then after Al-Qiyamah, you have, what is it all about? You know, about death, khalas, the end. After the end, everything has been completed, so what's the end? The end is death. And then the resurrection after death. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. Until the death reaches the collarbone, and then a man, that person would say, وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاق. Who can give me ruqya? Who can cure me? Who can help me? The doctor is there, the heart surgeon is there, and they're all surrounding you, and you're wondering, مَنْ رَاق. Who can help me? Who can give me ruqya? Who can cure me? وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقْ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقْ. خلاص, it is the end, it is over. They said to Abu Bakr when he was dying, let us call you the tabib. You know what tabib is in Arabic?
Doctor.
Say it with the Urdu accent. Doctor. 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 Tabib. Na'am, tabib. So they said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, should we call you the tabib, the doctor? He says, I already saw tabib, I already spoke to him. He says, inni fa'alun lima urid. Inni fa'alun lima urid. I already know what the tabib says. The tabib says, I do what I wish. Khalas, the tabib has, it's already the end of me. There's no need for you to bring in any tabib. Inni fa'alun lima urid. And so was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. So before I, because it's the end, there is this really beautiful series which I've started in a few centers. It's called Walking with the Prophet. And this series, we talk about not just Sira, we talk about Sira, but we're talking about Prophet Muhammad and living with him and spending one full day with Rasulullah. From the time he wakes up until the time he goes to sleep. Imagine, have you ever thought of this? What does Prophet Muhammad do when he first wakes up? Let me ask you a question. No. What does he do? Alhamdulillah, yihyana. No. Dua. He's the only one who... Ya Sheikh, no? Shahada. Shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Miswak, no. Miswak, no. Ajwa. Ajwa, no. Wudu, no. This is called wudu and wadu. What's the difference between wudu and wadu? You said wadu. It is not wadu, it's wudu. Because there's in Arabic this wawu, wudu is the process of making wudu. Wadu is the water that you use to make wudu with. Married Arab, okay? She will teach you. He's the one who got it right, that the Sheikh, the Chacha. He says the Prophet Muhammad, when he wakes up, he rubs his eyes. The first thing he does, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we live with him. When he wakes up, what he does, and then what, you know, does he pray? Where does he pray? Does he make wudu? How does he make wudu? and then he goes to take a bath. How does he take a bath? You know, then when he goes to pray, where does he pray? There's certain places in the Masjid Nabawi where he goes and he makes the hajj. And then what does he do after the salah? Does he turn towards his right? Does he turn towards his left? What does he say? What is the first thing? When we see these kids coming to the door of the Masjid with their mugs, with their cups, rushing to the Prophet Muhammad, why are they going and running to the Prophet Muhammad with their cups of water? And then Prophet Muhammad, he asked the Sahaba, he looks around and then he asks, what does he ask? And then after the salah in Fajr, he stays there. And then after he stands up, where does he go? You know, and then after he goes, when does he eat breakfast? What does he eat for breakfast? So we live with Prophet Muhammad from the time he wakes up until the time he goes to sleep. So let me tell you a couple of quick stories with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, so that you know, because we talked about some of the prophecies or some of the miracles of Rasulullah. Let me share with you only maybe two or three stories from Bukhari and Muslim. Because if you were to look into the other books, in the Nasa'i and others, you would find so many hadith. But I'm only collecting now some from Bukhari and Muslim, which are very, very authentic. I would mention something amazing that maybe you have never heard of. Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah. He says, Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, we were up with him in the outing, and then he felt the need of taking care of his needs. So he goes out in the desert, he's looking around, where can he go in this wadi, in this valley? Of course, they had no washrooms at the time, right? They would just go behind some tree or something, and then they would do their needs. So Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he found a couple trees in this valley, but then it was in the open. It was all in the open. And he would not go and take off his pants or whatnot in the open, alayhi wasallam. So Jabir says, he grabbed a tree, like a branch of the tree, one of the trees. He grabbed the branch from one of the tree and he told the tree, he spoke to the tree, he says, he says, come close to me, come with me, come with me. And then he says, Jabir says, the tree started following the Prophet Muhammad just like al-ba'il al-makhshush. In hadith he says, al-ba'il al-makhshush. What's ba'il al-makhshush? Some of the Arabs may or may not even understand what we're talking about. Ba'il is the camels, right? The camels are ba'il, not sheep, my man. It's a sheep, sheep. Camels are ba'il, right? So al-makhshush, makhshush means what? You see this bay when you have a saddle, na'am, they put this like a chain, right? And then you just pull, so the ba'il, you take him right, you take left, he just follows you. So the tree followed Prophet Muhammad just like the camel, makhshush, followed. And then he pulled the other branch from the other tree, and he told the tree, i'dani minni, come close to me, i'dani. And then the tree followed Prophet Muhammad. And then when he went into this area, and then he told both trees, "Iltaima alayhi bi'idhnillah." He says, come and cover me with the help of Allah. And both trees, they covered the Prophet Muhammad as he was taking care of his needs. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Abdullah, in this other beautiful hadith, which is also in Bukhari. We were in this, they were traveling, and the entire army, it was an army with the Prophet ﷺ, they felt thirsty and hungry. And they didn't have no water to make wudu and whatnot. So they came to Rasulullah and said, "Ya Rasulullah, we're thirsty. Can we slaughter our camels so that we can get some food?" They said, "Yes." But then Umar told, "Ya Rasulullah, don't. We're going to need the camels as we're traveling. It's a long journey. Don't do it. Make dua for barakah, Ya Rasulullah." The Prophet Muhammad had a cup like a mug of water. Jabir said, "I saw Prophet Muhammad in that mug. He put his hands, and then water was dripping from the hands of Rasulullah." He says, "We all drank and we all made wudu." Jabir was asked the question, "How many were you?" And I don't care how many were. Do I need this to know how many you were? So to believe in the miracle of the Prophet ﷺ, just the fact that water came out of the hands of Rasulullah or the finger of Rasulullah is in itself a miracle. I don't need to ask. But here's what the Jabir said. He says, we were 1,500 people. Yani that water that came from Rasulullah ﷺ, the hand of Rasulullah, fed or he watered 1,500 people and they made wudu on top of that. And then Jabir in this other hadith, Jabir, which is also in Bukhari, and I will end with this inshallah. In the battle of Al-Khandaq, hadith which is Muslim by the way, and Bukhari. In the battle of Al-Khandaq, and then everybody was, you know, we didn't have enough food or whatnot, and the Sahaba were so hungry that they tied rocks around their bellies, just so that, because they were so hungry. And then they came to complain to Rasulullah. Rasulullah lifted his belly, says, they had only one rock. Prophet Muhammad had two rocks tied around his belly, sallallahu alayhi, because he was angry as well. And then Jabir, when he saw that, he went to his wife. Do we have anything? Do we have anything? Prophet Muhammad is angry. The Sahaba, do we have anything? She says, we have only a little bit of bread and the baby of the goat. Not just the goat, the baby of it. And it is a meal that would be enough for maybe one or two people. Two people maximum. He says, okay, cook it. I'm going to call Rasulullah. So he went to Prophet Muhammad, Rasulullah, I want to talk to you. I've got some food for you at home, just for you. And maybe a book, just one person. Abu Bakr. Now Prophet Muhammad stood up and says, oh people, Jabir is inviting you. Jabir went crying, I think, running to his wife. But this is the job of the wife who's, mashallah, the brilliant wife. He told her, help, the whole army is coming. 3,000 people are coming. And she says, hold on. Did you tell Rasulullah that we have this much food? He said, yes, I told him. He said, don't worry, he knows. Sometimes husbands may sway, and then you need that wife who can set you straight. Now, we help one another. We don't compete. Them and I, we complete one another. The husband and the wife, they complete each other. We don't compete with one another. So Prophet Muhammad came, and then he told her, you cook, he says, don't uncover the burma. The burma is that, you know, the where they put the food and cook it. Leave it as is. And the Sahaba started entering in tens. He would take some bread, put some meat, and give it to one. Next. The entire army was fed from this little small bread and some maraq. And last but not least, in this masjid of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and the Sahaba, they heard something crying. Every one of them, they heard, not just like crying, like shahir. Who was crying? Who was making the noise? A tree. The tree that the Prophet Muhammad used to lean on when he used to make khutbah, or when he used to give a speech, he used to lean on this tree. The tree was crying. Why? The Sahabiyat, one of the Sahabiyat, she came to Rasulullah, she said, Rasulullah, we don't see you because the masjid has grown and grown and grown and got expanded. So the sisters in the back, the women in the back, they could not see Rasulullah. Came this woman from Ansariya, she's Ansari. She said, ya Rasulullah, we can see you. Why don't we build some minbar for you? The idea of the minbar came from a woman, Ansariya. Why don't we build a minbar for you? So they had to build this minbar. For the minbar to be built, they had to cut the branch, they had to cut that tree. The tree was crying. Prophet Muhammad went and he hugged that tree. Everybody was listening. He hugged the tree and she stopped crying. Hadith is in Bukhari. Some of the miracles of the Prophet Muhammad, your Prophet. Who loves him? You love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For you and I to love him, we have to show how much we love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to love him is to mimic him. To love him is to do what he loves, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he love? Think of what Prophet Muhammad loves and do what he loves. He loves Quran, he loves Salah, he loves Dhikr, he loves Sadaqah, he loves kindness. These are the things that he used to love, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do as he loves, inshallah, you shall be with him in Jannah, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow, inshallah, is our quiz, bi'idhnillah, with the prizes. So come in ready, inshallah, to answer the questions, bi'idhnillah, to win those prizes. It will be fun, it will be nice. Beautiful way to end this beautiful month of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Looking forward to it. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.